Yesterday we finished off saying that now there's no Beis HaMikdash, the Shulchan is Mechaper. So we just continue to discuss the Shulchan, and then we're going to start talking about measurements, which gets a little bit complicated. Says the Gemara, Arbas Nifin Shalzov HaYisham. There were four wall panels on the sides, on each side of the bread, of the showbread. There was a panel that the Menohan Mili. How do you know that you had these panels? On Marav Ketina, on Makro, we have a posik, and he dashens the posik the following way. It says in the posik, well, Sisa, you should make karay, so the plates got boys of the spoons, and the Kushaisa, we'll soon see what Kushaisa is, Umenaki Yosef. And that what? That you should pour with them. So he says, Karoisa, what are the Karoisa, the plates? What are we talking about? Elu de Fusin. These are the molds that you use. And what is it? Kapoisa. What are the Kapoisa of Elu Bazichin? The Kapoisa, no, the molds we're talking about when you kneaded the bread and where you baked into. Then what are the kapoisa? These are bezichin, that those little cups that you put in the incense on the lechem upon him. And then what is kashoisa of elu? These are sanifin. These are those panels that holds the bread in place. It shouldn't break. And she lives from pasik. And then umenaki yosef. What is that? Elu hakanim. They keep the bread clean. They keep some air if floating between the loaves of bread so they don't rot. Ashe Yusar Behen. I always wondered, if you already made a nest that the bread stays piping hot for a week, why couldn't you make a nest that the bread sitting on each other doesn't rot either? Okay. But the whole idea of Ruchi Baschem.
Well, why would one
ethnic not
go there? What I'm saying is that the nest, you had a nest.
Yeah, but here the whole idea was Ruchi Baschem and Mokum. We want to show how they went out of his way. Wouldn't that even be greater? That there's no space between, and that not only the piping had, they didn't rot.
So what's all
we're
saying
that
is
that if it's hot, would it get rotten? It rots because it's not hot. If it's hot, doesn't the heat itself keep it fresh?
Well, I mean, normally something only stays hot for a very short time.
No, but the nest was that it stays hot for a week. And then separately, we had to put
it. Keeps it fresh, yeah. Or is it the fact that it's so fresh normally when it's hot?
Until
I'm saying, yeah.
Until
so it's a tour.
You put the first lot of lechem upon him on the shulchan. You didn't know that it was going to stay hot a whole week.
Yeah, but the rest in the future.
but lechem Moshe Rabbeinu already made this.
No, we learned kisiluka kisadura. We learned a pasuk. This is how it's going to be. Anyway, whatever.
Once you put something hot and something on top of it,
both of them hot.
Condensation on top of it.
That's how mold grows, where the moisture.
Yeah. But that's when it gets cold, not when it's hot.
When it's become cold,
there's no mold when it's hot.
Because when it's hot, it's normally straight out of the oven. It's very
fresh.
You didn't have time
but
yet
the
for
heat
mold
maybe prevents for the mold. I don't know. Anyway, like, okay, I'm just guessing.
Sorry.
So, Asher Yusar Behen, that you're going to pour with Shemesachim and Zalechem. Now, this is what you cover these poles on top of the bread. So this is how we learn out these panels. Moshe Rava says, it says in the Mishnah that Lo Sidur Hakanim, organizing these poles. So you're telling me from the Torah that you have to have these poles. Yet it says in the Mishnah that they're organizing these poles on Shabbos. V'loinit tilas, nor the removal of it, Deicha the Shabbos, at Deicha Shabbos. Now if you're going to tell me that from the Torah you have to have these poles, how can you tell me that on Shabbos you don't do it? These are the Reis Amayin, Deicha the Shabbos. Hadam Rav Lamilson Amri, I said it's wrong. Itnan, we learned Klal, a rule, Amar Rav Akiva. Even mitzvahs from the Torah, if they can be done before Shabbos, you can prevent Chil Shabbos, then do it. Kol Melacha she'efshel l'alaz seisam b'de Shabbos, ain't the Deicha the Shabbos. V'hani Nami, the poles also, efshel l'adachi Shabbos alayu, time amay l'apish lechem. The whole reason why you have these poles, the bread shouldn't rot. B'chi ha'ishudah, from night, from Friday afternoon to Shabbos morning, is not enough time for it to rot. L'me'apish will not rot. K'tanya, we learned, Ketzad, what did they do? Nichnis me'er Shabbos, they would enter Friday afternoon with Shamtan, they would remove the poles, and menichin l'arka shulchan, the place on the length of the table. U'moitzoi Shabbos, and amatzoi Shabbos, nichnis magbi arash echalot, then lift the chalot, and the chalot lifted, and machnis they'll put the poles in afterwards. So we see 6 hours, 10 hours makes no difference.
That means the whole 24 hours of Shabbos this time.
These poles are not there, exactly. Now, taste already. Everything, the pole that between
the tubes where the air moves through.
The sides are always there. What's the problem with the poles? So taste says because it's a shvus. Taste says belochet ain't shvus migdash. So he brings them. Rashi says because it looks like boina v'seiser. You're building and your structure and then you're dismantling it. But taste says it's another place with shvus. And Bemison, we had the more erivin. The different levels of shvus in the most shvusin we don't do in the base of migdash, but if it's a great shvus. We do, and maybe this is a great shvus because it looks like there's an answer to this, but maybe we had humor. This is like an Erevin, this is like a great shvus, and a great shvus, so they didn't have the base of English. But anyway, Abo Chalas, we said the total 28 poles with the Cheshman. Abo Chalas, Sicha Shalaisha, four of the levels needed, each one three, so you have 4 times 3 is 12. And then Hel Yoneh, but the top row in Tzicha Lashnaim only had 2 poles. Tashayna Lamasa, because when all the chalas above that, it wasn't that heavy. And Tachtoyne in Tzicha Kolik, the very bottom chal in it all, if Yishimunachas al Tiyar Shochan, it sat on the table itself. So why didn't it rot? There was a golden cover there, and why didn't that cause it to rot? It didn't.
So it means the poles weren't completely supporting the chala.
What do you mean?
It says that. The bottom ones needed the base one.
So between the bottom and the next row, remember we learned the poles were inside the challah, but they were raised a little bit. All you had was maybe a millimeter of space, because otherwise you're going to have
touching,
a
chesed. Because otherwise,
it wouldn't. Why?
The top one. What's the difference between the top one and the other?
Because to set two poles are enough. They put in two ends of the fifth one, and it's enough to lift the sixth one. There's nothing else. Exactly. So it didn't weigh it down. It wasn't that much weight. A lot of weight. Yeah, every one of them had at least two challah. That's weight, and the weight pushes down. This one is no real weight, except the one challah. Says the Gemara. Okay. Now we learned yesterday a machlekes Amei Rabbi Yehuda regarding the shulchan, how long the shulchan was. Rabbi Yehuda said the shulchan was 10 tefachim long, and therefore we had 2 rows of 5, so therefore 5 tefachim were overhanging, and you had to lift it by 2.5 tefachim. And we had a Meir who said the table was 12 tefachim long, and he said 12 tefachim long. Therefore, you had the half of the table 6 tefachim, and therefore sticking out was only 4 tefachim, and therefore you only had walls of 2 tefachim, which means the height of the table 12 tefachim. So what's the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Meir whether the shulchan was 12 tefachim long or 10? The chilek is whether an amma was 5 tefachim or an amma 6 tefachim. Are they arguing everywhere, universally, or just in particular by the shulchan? Says the Gemara, and you have to hold cup for the next amma. Says the Gemara, kol ammas shahayim migdash, all the ammas that were in the base of migdash benis were the average amma 6 tefachim. There are larger amas, which we'll see tomorrow, and then there are smaller ones, a 5 tefachim. In the base of Midrash, they use the standard amma, which is 6 tefachim. Chutz min mizbeach hazav, the inner mizbeach, which is very small, and that's like a keli, v'hakeren, and the outer mizbeach is the horn, the corners, the 4 corners, v'hasaviv, and that middle ledge over there, and the side of the base. Those measurements were only 5 tefachim. Rabbi Yehuda agrees, amas are 5 tefachim.
If I was the standard, you call amma. If a different measurement, why call it amma?
Because amma itself it was sort of fluid. Because an amma means from the tip of your thing to your hair. If you use a person's smaller hand, it'll be 5 tefachim. So we use a benis, an amma benis, an average person's hand, which is an amma. And then for these three things, the keren, the seid, and the seiviv, and the vechazav, they use an amma, which is smaller. And for other things, they use an amma bigger. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda and says, I agree with everything you said. However, amma's binyan shisha tefachim. But I say that Vishal Kalim, all the utensils in the base of Migdash, like the Shulchan, the Amas were Chamisha. So the Shulchan was 2 Amas long, was 10 Tvachim. The Meir holds the Shulchan as a Kali, 2 Amas long is 12 Tvachim. Omer Rabbi Yechavich said, Shnei and both of Mikre Chadosh, they both dash in the following Pasik. It says in the Pasik, which I'm going to explain the whole Pasik, it says by Yechaskel when he gives the measurement, Ve'elam midas Amas Beach, Ba'amais. The following is the measurement Beach, of the outer Mizbeach, we talk about Amas. So you have an amma, which ordinarily would be amma v'tefech. We're going to use an amma of 6 tefachim, which in other instances it would be considered an amma and a tefech. In other words, if you use an amma of 5 tefachim, and now we're using an amma of 6 tefachim, it's like an amma and a tefech. Amma v'tefech. Then v'cheka amma, that is the base of the mizbech. We're going to use the smaller amma. The Amar Reichim, and the Amar of the, we'll see, it's a Seiver of that legend in the middle of the Mizbech. Also, we're going to use a smaller version of Amar, the Gvula El Sfasa, and from the perimeter of that Seiver to the edge of the top, Saviv, around the top, that's where the Kohanim walk on top. That's where the horns are. Zeres, Echad, if you go to the top, to the corners, they're an Amar wide, so Zeres, which is half an Amar, is right in the middle, so you go in the pinpoint in the middle in all directions is a Zedis. The Zeg Gava Mizbech, and this is the top of the Mizbech. This is the top of the Mizbech. So, what I mean is the Gava Mizbech, this would be the measurement for the Mizbech Hazov, the inner Mizbech. The same thing we just did, not Amos of Feitfachin. So the question is it limited only to this, or is it a rule regarding Or Kalim? Is, where are we? Cheka Amma Zayisayt. So the Mimarna explains. Cheka Amma, that's Yisayt. Amma Reiche, when we say an Amma Reiche, so that's where you use an Amma 5 Tvachim. Everywhere else is 6 Tvachim. Amma Reiche, what's the problem? Sorry? Says, when are you an average person?
It's 5 of yours.
Exactly.
What about somebody who's bigger?
My Amma was my quarter.
Yeah, but what about somebody it's else not yours. Who's bigger or smaller?
We
or
use the average person. An average person. Are you a pianist?
Okay.
No, every person's Amma is different.
I mean, the same ratio.
Ratio is not the same actual
no,
act. It's not absolute.
No,
no, no. But let's say even ratio to his body, but it's not absolute terms. It's not absolute terms. Zez Seiviv. Okay. So, Yerechiv Zez Seiviv. Ugvul El Sfasa Saviv Zedez Sechad Elu Kronos. These are the corners. It's referring to, no, according to Rameir, according to, Rameir Sover, Zeu Ba'ama Bat Chamisha. Only in these places we use 5 Tvachim, the Yisoid, the Seviv, and the Keren, and the Mizbeach Hazav. Hakol Amas Kelim, but all other Amas is Ba'ama Bat Shesh. We can use an Amma of 6 Tvachim. This is an exception. Because the Mizbeach Hazav is also considered a Keli, because only an Amma by an Amma, it's small, and very portable. But, so there's only 5 Tvachim, but all other Amas are 6. Rabbi Yehuda Sover, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Kazeh Yiyu, Kol Amas Kelim, just like the Mizbeach Hazav. Was a keli and it's 5 trachim. So do all the kelim are 5 trachim. Kasal kedatos. And now the question is, how do we calculate when you say yisoid? The yisoid, you have to have pictures there. I see this picture right there. Yisoid, the yisoid is the base. Remember we looked at the mizrachim. So they had a big tfus, they had a big form, and they filled it up with all these junk, you know, rocks and dirt and tar and everything else. And then they, yeah, yeah. So that's how they made it. And then they had a tfus. Then they went in an Amma, they went in an Amma, and they made another Tfus. That's what we said. It's 32 Ammas by 32 Ammas is the Yisoid. Then they went in an Amma, but not on all four sides, two and a bit. They went in an Amma, and they then built again, put a form there and built it again. They went up 5 Ammas, they went up 5 Ammas, and then they went in an Amma again. So, the Yisoid was up an Amma, in an Amma. Then you had 5 Ammas, and then you had a Seiviv, went in an Amma. And then you had 3 Ammas, and then you went in an Amma and then you had the Keren. So all up is 10 Ammas tall. So the question is, when you say...
To the top of the Keren?
To the top of the Keren. So now when you say the Yisoid is one Amma, we're talking about the a 5 Tfachim. Talking about the height? Or are you talking the vertical side of it or the horizontal side? Same thing with the Seviv. What are we talking about here? So that's the Gemara going to explain. But you have to hold cup. Says the Gemara... don't move. Says the Gemara... right now the Gemara's opinion, the Gemara right now thought, from the base, until the 5 Amas that measure the height, the vertical side of the Mizbeach, from the Yisoid, the base, all the way up to the Seiviv, is Ba'ama Ba'asei, is what? Is 5 Tfachim, the Amas of 5 Tfachim Egeva. Umay Cheka Amma Ba'ama Reich, so what do you mean by the Cheka Amma and the Amma Reich with 5 Tfachim? Hachikama. May Cheka Amma, from the top of the Cheka Amma, from the top of the Yisoid. Ba'ad Reich Amma. In other words, the side of the Mizbeach, from the starting from the base, the top of the base, until to get to that Seiviv that was encircling around the base of the Mizbeach, which is 5 Amma's height, they were Amma's of 5 Tfachim. That's Pshat. Bas Chamisha. Now let's see if that makes sense. So Goyva Mizbeach Kamahavit. The total Mizbeach was, we said, a Cheshman, 10 Amas, right? Because you have 1 Amma the Yisoid, 5 Amas to the Seiviv, 3 Amas from the Seiviv to the thing that's already 1 and 5 and 3, that's 9. And then the Keren was another Amma, which is 10. So from the very bottom to the apex of the Mizbeach is 10 Amas.
From ground up.
Yep, from ground up. Now, so what are you going to tell me? Sheed bnei chamisha chamisha. Six of them were five tefachim, because the yisayid was five tefachim, and then from the yisayid to the yisayid was five tefachim. So that's six. And then Rabbo bnei shisa. The rest from the top of the yisayid to three and the keren, that's six. That's four amas of six tefachim.
So in other words, the total area in tefachim would be different because some of them are six and some of them are five.
Which are the pasuk, mechek and seviv. So the bottom half of them is be'er. The first six amas are five tefachim, which is a total of 30 tefachim. And the top half, which is four amas, is six tefachim, which is 24. So how tall is the time is be'er if you change it, convert it to tefachim? 54. So the midpoint of the Zbech, which we have the Chuta Sikra, which goes around the red line, what would that be? Divided 54 is 27. So 27 Tfachim high would be the midpoint. What's the problem with that? The problem is very simple. Let's see. So the whole Mizbech, entire height was 54. So half divided and half is 27. But it says the top four Amis are 24 Tfachim. So if you start measuring from the tip of the Keren, down to the Seiviv, which is four Amis, is 24 Tfachim. So down to the Seiviv is 24 Tfachim. But the midpoint is 27. So the Chut HaSikra is three Tfachim below the line, below the Seiviv. Right? The Chut HaSikra is three Tfachim below the Seiviv. How much do you have to still go further from 24 to get to 27? Three tefachim. Tlasa. What's wrong with that? But tonight we learned chukt shel sikra is a red line that was wrapped around the very epicenter of the mizbech. And what was the function of that line? Certain kabbanas you had to sprinkle the blood above the line. A certain kabbanas like the chatas had to be below the line, or had to be above the line. So we had this marker that went around the middle of the mizbech, so you should set exactly where to go. Yeah, so no problem. So the 27 tefach was the midpoint. What's the problem with that? So three tefachim below the standing on the seiviv. The problem is, Hadatanya, we learn, Gabi Oila Saif. It says, when it comes to the Oila Saif, Haya Oila Bakeva, the crane walk up the ramp. Ufana la seiviv, and he'll be facing the seiviv. Uvola the Kandremis Mizrachi, you go to the southeastern corner. So the south corner, which is the Pnei Mizbech, and the eastern, so you're doing Mamad, not in front of the Hechel, but the other door, the entrance from the outside to the Beis Hamikdash. Umaylik Ezraish Mularpa, and then you go ahead and you cut the head with your finger, with your thumbnail in the back. Umavdil, you decapitate basically the head. Umaytas Domak Mizbech, and you sprinkle the blood, you squeeze out the blood on the wall of Mizbech. What's wrong with all that? Then it says in the Braise, Bavim, also Lematvarach decides to stoop down, and do it below his feet. To hit the wall, he bends down. Afilu amachas kshayda. How can it be?
What kind of amma?
Any kind of amma. There's no amma at three tefachim. Since the line, the dividing line, is only three tefachim below, and you now, and this blood, the oilers have had to be on top of this line.
Top half.
Yeah, top half. If you're going to bend down an amma, yeah, if you're going to bend an amma, it's below the line, so the cheshbon doesn't clap. You're going two tefachim below the top part, the bottom side. So that can't be pshat. So what's pshat? El cheka amma. When it says cheka amma, it means kenisa amma. It means the amma going in. Indentation was an amma five tefachim. And I mean the vertical side was pure six tefachim amas. It's the horizontal side. So the indent of the yisoid of the base was an amma five tefachim. So therefore, they come have it. So again, the same thing by the seiviv. It's with five tefachim, but vertical was no. Was how many amas of the mizbech high? 10. How many tefachim was the mizbech? 60. 10 times 6, because all these amas of five tefachim were only the horizontal, but the vertical.
But then you get a disproportion in the.
We'll talk about that in the Nazar. Yes. But right now we're trying to explain mizbech. So it's 60. Now 60 tefachim. So if you work your way down, 60 tefachim, 24 tefachim from the top. It's four amas till you get to the seiviv. So it's 24 tefachim. But the midpoint is 30. So from the 24 tefachim, another one amma, you get to the chut hasikra. So he can bend down up to an amma and it'll still be above the midpoint. Perfect. Kenis mizbech kamahav leishisin 60. Palgun mizbech kamahav tlosin. The midpoint is 30. Mekarnes about seiviv kamahav chavdalit from the tip of the corns till the seiviv 24 tefachim. Kama batzil the palgun mizbech shisha. So how much is left to get to the midpoint 6 tefachim? The tanan, and we learned imosa lematim aragul afilu alach sheda, as long as above the line. Okay, now it all makes sense. Fed Yimah doesn't really make sense. Okay, you took care of the vertical side, but you didn't take care of the horizontal side. Why? You came to a how you learning Pshat Bechnisa. You're talking about as the horizontal side. But now we learn. Let's make a cheshbon of the dimensions of the courtyard, and you'll see now that you've reduced the size of the footprint of the mizbeach. Therefore, there's now extra space unaccounted for in the courtyard. Why? Moses says, where are we? I just lost the play. 1 second. Oh, but now we learned. Mizbeach yishleishim v'shtayim ashay v'shtayim. Mizbeach was 32 by 32. All Amma, he went up an Amma, the Kanat Amma went in an Amma. So you said, Nimtza comes out, Shaleshim al Shaleshim. So now the next level of the Mizbech is 30 by 30, right? He took off an Amma on all four sides. Then Vishnait for Shaleshim al Shaleshim. Vachait, according to you, it's not 30 by 30, it's 30 and 32 Tvachim by 32 Tvachim, because all we deducted was 10 Tvachim. And it was two, and all the Amas we're talking about here are 6 Tvachim Amas, and you took off two Amas, the perimeter of the Mizbeach, you decided to use 5 Tvachim Amas. So you're missing a Tefach on each side. So why is the Gemara saying there's only 30 Amas in the Mizbeach? It's actually 30 and 2 Tvachim. 30.2. Yep, or 30.4. 2 Tvachim is 2/5 or 5/10. Shleish, have now question number one. So question number two, then it says, Allah Chamesh, okay, went up 4 or 5 Amas, the Konas Amma, and then it went in an Amma, and Zehu Seifiv, Nimtza comes out, Essen Vishmoina, Al Essen Vishmoina. Now you have 28 by 28. But really, it's only 5 Tvachim, so it's 28 and 2 Tvachim with 28 and 2 Tvachim. And then you add in the two tvachim from the yisayid, the extra. Add in the two tvachim from the yisayid. Now you have 4 tvachim. It's already getting a serious amount, and you're completely ignoring it. I have chitema because it's not a full amma. We don't count it. The chitema kivno have the amma lechashalei. What about mogen kronos? Let's go up to the next level. When it says by the kronos, it says the amma mezev, amma mezev. You move it in an amma. So therefore, nimta esim v'sheitav v'sheish. Now you went further. Another amma you deducted 20 by 26. But according to you, it's 26 and 2 tvachim plus a 2 tvachim of the seiv plus a 2 tvachim on the side. It's 27 ammas. That's a full amma. Why don't we count that? V'sheish esim v'shavahav. Says Gemara said loy dark. Gemara said loy dark. You weren't so pedantic. We weren't so pedantic to work it out exactly, adding up all these tvachim to make another amma. Says the Gemara.
Malcolm. It's very unusual to say loy dark when the whole thing is said as a kosher. It's all. Very, I mean, the Torah is giving you the instructions.
This is the base. You're talking about the Mishkan. This is the base of Mikdash.
Yeah. Well, no, the base of Mikdash is not the Mizbeach.
Now the inner, called the inner sanctum, in on the Mizbech, inside, within the boundaries of the four corners, there was a walkway where the kohen used to walk around and do all the activities. Hiluch ragle kohenim amma mezev amma zev. So they made another area further. Went to another further amma. Nimtzu esim arba esim. We deduct another amma from both sides. So from 26, it became 24. Luchayda, according to you, should be 25, or even a bit 25 and a bit, because again, it's all tvachim. Everything that's horizontal is only 5 tvachim. So it's actually an extra. Now we have an extra amma and 2 tvachim. Mokem harocha esim chamisha have vechitema hachan amma like dog. I can tell me maybe they weren't so pedantic. You know, when tapnas bech, it really we say 24, really 25 and 2 tvachim. V'aksiv, it says in a pasuk v'ariel, the center of the mezbeach, and this is a pasuk now. It's not the mishnayos or the braises, so you can argue they weren't so pedantic. It says v'ariel, the very center of the mezbeach tap shteim esse oilech b'shteim esse reichiv. Ravua, it says clearly it was a square, 12 by each, in each direction it was 12, which means 24 exactly, not 25 and 2 tvachim. Yochel she'en el shtei mese, shtei mese. You thought it would be exactly 12 by 12, because you're aiming el abasav of the four corners, they cut it up into 4 sections. What do you call them? 4 sections, quadrants. You cut them in 4 quadrants. So it says, melamed she'be'emtza humayde shtei mese amel l'chol ru'a v'ruach. It's not, it wasn't 12, you would have thought that the whole section on the top of the Mizbeach was 12 by 12. No, the epicenter from there, if you go in any direction, is 12 by 12, because you cut into four quarters. So according to 4 quarters, so we see it's exact, the pasuk is exact. But according to you, it should be 25 and 2 tvachim. When they made the Mizbech 32 by 32. Unless you can tell me that Shit Minayu Mikora Ba'amah Bas Chamisha, maybe that in the beginning, they never made 32 by 32. They only made 30. They only made the Chatchila 31 by 31. If the Chatchila made the Tfus 31 by 31, then actually all the measurements are correct, because you start from 32, you work your way back, and it was 31 really. All these other measurements are correct. And therefore, we can say what we just said. There was five tfachim, and you'll come to the same thing. Say that the six amas of Chatchila, that were all five tfachim wide. If we're going to say that...
Okay, I have to leave this last part over. We'll stop here now. We'll go again. See, I lost already Chatchila there. So we're up to... We're trying to understand if the height doesn't work, the horizontal doesn't work. So what exactly are we talking about? How are we getting that it should work with that any amos is five tefachim and still works? The height didn't work. Right now, internal relations is Be'ech itself, because the pasuk says that at the very top of Marach was only 24. But we're not up to there yet. We're still stuck. The Mizbech at the top is 24. How do you get to 24 if you use amos of five tefachim? You use amos of five tefachim, you can't get to 24 on top. It's 25 and two tefachim. So we'll have to work that out. That's right. And once we figure that out, then we got to work on the courtyard. How does that work out? Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.